Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I am so glad to be here once again in the land of the living. We are all here, folks, strangers and pilgrims on the earth. It is April 8, 2021. And I greet everyone in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua. We, folks, we are living in the last days. We are in the end times. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to seek the Lord. Let us continue to just give him the honor and the glory and the praise. Let us continue to just seek him for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding as to how to live, what advice we should receive from and from whom. Listen, folks, the Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 1, and I love this scripture. I love I love chapter 1 of Psalm. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. I especially like the first three verses. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Folks, we are living in a world now where the ungodly rules the world. The governments of this world are ungodly men. They are ungodly leaders. They are ungodly rulers. And lo and behold, the entire world are walking in the councils of the ungodly rulers and leaders, pastors and preachers of this world. Whatever the government say, whatever their scientists say to do, lo and behold, all humanity is falling down on their face, worshiping the beast, giving their power, giving their senses to the beast, to the government of this world. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Folks, let us not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but let us walk in the counsel of the Most High God. Let us seek him. The Word of God tells us, seek ye first. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We are not to lean on our own understanding or the understanding of man concerning your body, concerning your health, concerning what you put inside your body. We cannot lean on our own understanding, nor the understanding of man. But the Word of God tells us, but in all our ways, acknowledge that God is God. He alone is worthy. He alone is righteous and true and just, and he have all the answers. In all your ways, acknowledge the Most High God, and he shall direct your path. I know that there are people out there that they're saying that, I was praying about before I take the COVID vaccine. I'm praying about it, and I feel in my heart that God wants me to take it. Really? Really? The Lord God give us an immune system. But importantly, he gave us Yahushua, the blood. The blood of Yeshua already cleansed everything, already made us whole. Now, on the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, it is said are similar in that they both use mRNA technology to deliver a small amount of genetic information to trigger the body's immune response. So the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine are gene editing or gene manipulators, that it manipulates our DNA to our DNA / genome to fight against this virus. Meanwhile, we are told that the virus is morphing into new viruses. It's replicating into other forms of viruses. So is this vaccine designed to attack any future COVID, any future strain of this COVID virus? Is the vaccine designed to do that? We're told that this vaccine has nanotechnology to deliver protection using our DNA, using our genome, to attack these viruses. What if these nanotechnologies, what is these nanoparticles, this nanotechnology? It seems like it's attacking the babies, the unborn babies, because it's, you know, we're reading and hearing that there are several women that we hear about that they're pregnant. One woman, 7 months pregnant, she had a miscarriage one day after she took the vaccine. Another woman was 14 weeks pregnant. She had a miscarriage a couple of days after she took the vaccine. And so the numbers go on and on and on, and we're not hearing it on mainstream media. We're not hearing it from the government. This, folks, it's a cleansing. They've been showing us these things in movies. The ingredients for both vaccines are very similar, it's told. Reports of allergic reactions to the Pfizer COVID vaccine has been made. Polyethylene glycol is the chemical suspected to have induced the allergic reaction. And it's been told that this polyethylene glycol, glycol, better known as PEG, P-E-G, it is made from ethylene glycol. It's made from ethylene glycol, and the main ingredient, ethylene glycol, is the main ingredient in antifreeze. So this antifreeze, material is being pumped in the body. Folks, We are in big trouble. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We are not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And folks, the government of this world, they're not godly. And if they're not godly, if they're not serving God, if they're not seeking God, if they're not walking according to his ways, then they are serving Satan. Then they are walking after Satan. And they're doing Satan's will because they're sure not doing God's will or Heavenly Father's will. And if that's the case, the whole world is walking after the counsel. They're walking in the counsels of the ungodly rulers of this age. The word of God says, verse 2, but let our delight be in the law of the Lord. Let us meditate on his law day and night. Folks, my cat almost attacked me because I woke him up by accident. He's just cuddled up under my arm. Folks, we need to pray for each other like we've never done before. We need to pray. We need to pray without ceasing. We are not here on this earth to live forever, folks. We are not here to live forever. The vaccines can't save us. They cannot save me. They cannot save you. They cannot prolong our lives. I'm telling you, they cannot prolong lives. We are pilgrims and strangers and visitors upon this earth. Only came here for a short period of time to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Folks, I remember when the Lord said to me that before he placed me in my mother's womb, I knew him and he knew me. And he said, I stood before him. He showed me all the mysteries of the universe. He ministered to me while I praised his holy name. He was going to send me on this journey that I'm here right now in the flesh. And he has placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. He said, when he sent me on this journey, I will not remember my former estate. But he has placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. Folks, I wanted to find out more. I wanted to know who I was, where I came from. Why did the Father send me here on this journey? And find who was I? Who was I before he sent me here? And Father said to me, Father revealed in my heart, he said, I was like one of the angels in heaven before I came here, and I reflected the beauty of God, the light and beauty of the Most High. Because when we reflect who we are and where we are here in this dark world separated from the Most High God. So we reflect the dirt that we're made from, and we are darkened. Like, you know, the Bible tells in John chapter 1 that Yeshua was the light of a man that come into this world, that come into the world. He said he was the light in the world, and the darkness, he's the light in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. We are dark matter, folks, and except for the light that is inside of us. But when we are in the presence of the Most High God, we are bright and illuminated and lightened, powerful beings. We reflect and emanate the power, the beauty, the light, the holiness, and the righteousness of God because we are in his presence. But because we are separated from him, all this dark matter, all this darkness and evil are rampant upon the earth. But folks, we must not give up, because Father said he's put the light inside of us. Read John chapter 1, that Yeshua is the light that light every man that come into the world. The Bible also tells us that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. The light, our light that should be shining before men, is when we allow the Father / the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us. Then we have that light glowing, showing, emanating from our heart by our ways, by the what we do and say, and how we operate in the world. How we allow the Holy Spirit to operate in us, in the world. We are strangers. We are visitors upon this earth, folks. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget who our God is. He holds the universe in the palm of his hand. As I was beseeching him when I was going through difficult times last year, and I asked him, I said, Father, show me yourself the way you desire for me to see you. And I saw him like he was sitting, and his whole torso went all the way up into heaven, as tall as a cedar tree. And his hand was outstretched, and in his hand was like a grain of sand. In his hand was a grain of sand, and I was made to know that that grain of sand is the universe. Our Heavenly Father holds the entire universe in the palm of his hand. Just imagine that God holds the universe in the palm of his hand. He holds the universe in the palm of his hand, and the universe is as a grain of sand in his hand. That's how God is, folks. Just imagine the universe. I'm not even talking about planet Earth. I'm talking about the entire universe, galaxies and thrones and stars and moons and planets, the far reaches of the universe. God holds that in the palm of his hand, and it's like a grain of sand in his hand. What does that tell us? It tells us that God is bigger than the universe. He supersedes the universe. He supersedes everything. He supersedes the greatest power that we might think that is in this earth. None have no power. When Yeshua was When Caesar said to Yeshua that, he said, don't you know that I have the power to crucify you or set you free? Yeshua said to him, you have no power over me. You have no power. The only power you have is what the Father gives to you. If God didn't give you the power that you have right now, you have no power. So you have no power over me. So folks, man running around playing God, man running around strutting their chest up in the air like a peacock, men running around giving orders to everybody else to do this, to do that like if they're God, like if they can save somebody's life. Lo and behold, all humanity bow down. We have to have the mind of Christ. Now, if Yeshua walked the earth, what would Jesus do? What would Yeshua do? If he was here in the earth today, what would he have? What do you think he would do concerning this pandemic? What do you think he would do concerning this vaccine? This is my 2 cents. You know what I think he would do? He would be walking around, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the good news, letting people know that only God can save lives. He wouldn't be taking no vaccine because he is the healer. He is the great physician. He is God in the flesh. Now, you might say, well, he's not here walking the earth. Well, he's in each and every one of us. He came to earth for a purpose, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. The word of God said that he took on our infirmities, our sicknesses, our diseases, and he plundered hell and death. And so, if that's the case, the Bible also tells us that Yeshua died. He gave his life for us from before the foundation of the world. And we were created in Christ before the foundation of the world for good works unto salvation. So that means if Yeshua took on our sicknesses, our diseases, our infirmities, if he took all of that upon himself, that we may not have to suffer, then his blood still flows. His blood is the only vaccine. It's the only elixir. It's the only life force, the only medicine, so to speak, that can save us physically and spiritually. Now, they want this vaccine to say that it's going to save your life. This vaccine can neither save a life physically nor spiritually. It's appointed unto men once to die. After death, after the physical death is judgment. The vaccine ain't going to save nobody's life, whether physically or not. But the blood of Yeshua can save physically and spiritually. Folks, let us not forget the power of God. Let us not forget the goodness of God, that he walked the earth today in those of us who are his. When we have preachers and teachers running around in the most expensive suits, they're driving around in the most expensive cars and flying around in the most expensive private jets, claiming that they're preaching the word of God, claiming that the Lord God have bestowed upon them this great gift to preach to the poor, to preach to people. But folks, they have no power. These big wigs, these big men should be walking around healing, raising from the dead, emptying the nursing homes and the hospitals. But all they're doing, they're helping themselves. They're helping themselves with the poor, with the money from the poor and the needy. They're helping them feasting off of the poor, feeding themselves without mercy. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 tells us, that in the last days there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall it ever be. Said, except those days be shortened, there shall be no flesh be saved. So, folks, I'm sorry, for some reason the phone got cut off. So, my God, folks, we are living in a day there where Yeshua said that there shall be such great tribulation. We are living in that time of tribulation. And we ain't seen nothing yet. But he said, except those days be shortened, there shall be no flesh. This is a worldwide pandemic. And folks, this is just the beginning. You know, this worldwide event, it's just the beginning of all the other worldwide events to come. Because it seems that all the kings of this world have given their hearts and their minds and their power and their authority over to the beast. And they all have one mind, like a beehive. They're all doing the same thing. Nations, large and small, are forcing their citizens to take this God-forbidden vaccine. Folks, we must not stumble. We must not waver, but we have to stay strong in the Lord. We have to stay strong. We cannot lose faith. The coming of the Lord is near. Father, I thank you that the enemy come to kill, to steal and destroy, but you come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Psalm chapter 12, verse 8 tells us, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. We know that the vilest men are exalted to the highest positions in society. And because the vilest men are exalted to the highest position, the wicked is flowing over like a river on every side. When Barack Obama was there, that wicked man, when he brought in the gay marriage, that's when America starts going down. That's what we see in the judgment. America is being judged for enslaving the children of Israel from Africa. And around the whole world is paying for taking part in wronging up the children of Israel from Africa and scattering them throughout the four corners of the earth. The whole world is being judged for that right now and for all our sins, every one of us. So, folks, let's prepare our hearts to meet God, because any moment now, any of us can go. Love you all in Christ. Good night.